Mokgotsi briefly attended the commission on Wednesday morning to clarify his absence on Monday. So online, Mr. Mike Bolles, specialized security services expert with more. Mike, good afternoon.
How's it? How are you guys?
All good. How are you?
I'm fighting the crime vehemently.
Absolutely. That's what we need to do. Now, Mike, what do you make of current standings? I know we spoke last week also about the commission. We spoke about O'Sullivan. The economic freedom fighters have got it in for O'Sullivan, but look, that's a topic of discussion for another day. So we spoke last week about O'Sullivan coming to deliver his testimony. But currently, what do you make of standings?
Well, is there something specific you want to ask? Otherwise, let me just give an answer on the medical situation.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
This is an old trick. This is an old trick. We see it in many of our investigations, and we see it in many courts, and we see it here as well. That somebody would say he's just sick and he cannot come, and then not produce a real documentation. So the commission is correct when they say they would require specific documentation that clearly identifies and that will convince. Otherwise, you know, it might be go-to guys or fixers. And that is a huge problem, because if that's not investigated and checked up, it means they are committing the same crimes they've committed before whilst being interviewed by not for some other reason, not wanting to be there that specific day.
So you reckon, Mike, that this is a viable substantiated excuse? It should be accepted, the fact that he didn't appear on Monday?
No, I think it must be investigated. You cannot trust Mokgotsi. I trust Mokgotsi as long as he's got cuffs on and right in front of me. I will trust him. But if he is out there outside, I do not trust him at all. He's an absolute super criminal, and he is used to this kind of life. He's a chameleon. He just adapts, and he's a constant professional liar. So the commission should take this much further, and with anybody else that tries tricks, because at the end of the day, you need to show respect. And unfortunately, we don't always see that. You touched on Paul O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Look, on the one hand, I don't blame Paul O'Sullivan for just standing up and leaving. But this he says, she says, and yelling at each other outside of court, and, you know, playing the race cards and bringing all kinds of other unnecessary, unprofessional statements from both sides was actually very unprofessional, in my opinion, laughable. So they are both wrong. But on the other hand, Paul O'Sullivan is an old man now. He's taking extreme stress, and he has certain arrangements in place. And I don't think we're going to see him again, eh? I think Paul has had it. He's going to hang it up. He's not going to get further involved. I cannot speak of him, but I know him extremely well. And I think he is done and dusted. He's extremely tainted in this during these hearings. He has those that believe in him and that follow him and that support him. But he, at the end of the day, has taken the full brunt of everything that came to his way, and has put him in an extreme predicament. He was totally, absolutely stripped naked and exposed, and not necessarily bad, but some of it bad. And the thing in South Africa is, if you're exposed in such a way, you'll become a persona non grata. And that's what I think is going to happen.
Coincidence, Mike? Because the commission chair refers to this as a bothersome pattern. Witnesses falling sick before they have to testify. It kind of comes across that this is perhaps not just mere coincidence, and perhaps something that should be looked into. But how do you then handle it?
Well, it's now there. It's being done now. So they must put their foot down. And as I've explained, and just further to that explanation, it must be clearly stated. But anybody that is not going to appear. Look, there are those that needs to be appear that just don't want to appear now or is waiting for further assistance in any other way before they appear because they see how things are going and are scared to appear and only wants to appear at a specific stage of their choosing. So there could be many reasons. And then what they would do is they will play the sickness card. But if this becomes something, if this is not addressed, this will become something that will happen again. So the committee must make it very clear to every witness that is called that if there's an accident or you are dead or something extreme serious, they must be informed prior so that the committee's time is not wasted. And it must be provable.
So where we stand now, Mike, as we wrap in the next 2 minutes, there have been delays already. There have been extensions on the time frames and timelines. The way things are going now, it certainly looks as if we will experience another extension or two in terms of timelines of the commission.
Yes, it will. And that's why they should handle these things properly. But this all reflects on those that are in any way, if they do, because it has to be proven that it was false documentation or they weren't really sick, it will reflect on those. So anything that anybody does during a hearing, whether it's a normal court proceeding in your town or whether it's any other case, anything that happens during that case sometimes makes that a case is extended for more time and so forth, but it also reflects what has happened during that time and why there was extensions given. And that can reflect badly to those that were called.
Certainly, agonizingly carrying on, and a lot of these flimsy excuses will have to be investigated, no doubt. Mike, as always, thanks so much for joining us. Mike Bolais, Special Security Services expert, as always, we appreciate it.